Raymer dropped the hand he'd been pointing with as if it had suddenly gained weight. He gazed from Harry and Mary, neither full of grace, on the porch to Bobby and Liz in the foyer. Then he stepped back from all four, took off his uniform cap, scratched his sweaty head, and put his cap back on.
"Something's rotten in the state of Denmark," he said at last. "Someone here is lying faster than a horse can trot."
Harry and Bobby spoke together, but Officer George Raymer was interested in hearing from neither. "Shut up!"
he roared,
loud enough to make an old couple strolling past on the other side of the street turn and look.
"I'm declaring the case closed. But if there's any more trouble between the two of you," pointing at the boys, "or you," pointing at the mothers, "there's going to be woe for someone. A word to the wise is sufficient, they say. Harry, will you shake young Robert's hand and say all's well? Do the manly thing?"
"Bah,
I thought not. The world's a sad goddamn place. Come on, Doolins. I'll see you home."
Bobby and his mother watched the three of them go down the steps, Harry's limp now exaggerated to the point of a sailor's stagger. At the foot of the walk, Mrs. Doolin suddenly cuffed him on the back of the neck. "Don't make it worse than it is, you little shite," she said. Harry did better after that, but he still rolled from starboard to port. To Bobby, the boy's residual limp looked like the goods. Probably was the goods. That last lick, the one across Harry's ass, had been a grand slam. Back in the apartment, speaking in that same calm voice, Liz asked, "Was he one of the boys that hurt Carol?"
"Yes."
"Can you stay out of his way until we move?"
"I think so."
"Good," she said, and then kissed him. She hardly ever kissed him, and it was wonderful when she did.